In the spring, 8th grade students walking the halls here at Ouachita Junior High will take LEAP exams. These tests have been an important barometer of student achievement in Louisiana since 1999. Students must achieve a state-designated benchmark of basic in math and English LEAP tests to be promoted to 9th grade. But in 3 years, 8th graders will be held to different standards. Measures connected to widely accepted benchmarks, the so-called Common Core of educational subjects. Ouachita Junior High Principal Marcia Baker says the new mode of testing will involve trial and error.
It'll be a learning and a growing process for us to get to where we understand the ins and outs of the new program. I'm understanding that it has more to do with a work-ready type curriculum, which I think is fine, but I don't think every student falls into that category. There are still kids who fall into more of a liberal arts type curriculum.
Louisiana is one of more than 40 other states that have signed on to the Common Core standards. The new interstate program will replace tests designed by individual states. Most of the exams will be done online. In English, curriculum tests will focus on informational texts rather than on literature. Math examinations will be narrowed down to one or two key areas. Louisiana Department of Education spokesman Scott Norton says it will be a significant change.
The new standards are more focused and won't cover quite as much content at each grade level, and that will allow a more focused curriculum. They are higher, they're more rigorous, and we believe they're well written, so they are clear.
Acting Superintendent of Union Parish Schools, George Cannon, says the time is right to change the state curriculum and its tests.
All of these programs are built with a shelf life, as they should be, because things don't stay the same. Part of that is that even though considerable progress has been made under LEAP in the state's school performance over the last several years, it's not where most people want it to be. And there's still a lot of criticism that kids at various grade levels don't have the skills they need to be competitive in the 21st century.
The new examination regime will involve more tests, two practice tests in the first half of the year, and two real tests toward the end. Scott Norton says the new standards will foster an environment which better prepares children for adult life.
We believe that Common Core state standards, which will be realized in Louisiana through a new version of the state curriculum that will be based on those standards, along with training for teachers and other pieces of the reform, will ultimately yield a better education.
But some educators are approaching the plan with caution. Jackie Walters is Ouachita Junior High's curriculum coordinator. She wants the new curriculum to offer students various ways to succeed.
I hope they'll be tested in a way that students can answer. You know, different students have different, like, verbal abilities, or some kids do well on multiple choice, some kids do well in writing. So I hope that there's a variety of types of questions so that students can have some kind of success on different kinds.
Principal Marcia Baker says the worth of the core curriculum and its tests will ultimately lie with how the students approach them.
I just want the kids to be able to experience success, you know, no matter what level they're on. I think every kid learns at a different level, and we need to be looking at the growth of the students, and if you can show growth in the student, then I think we've been teaching.
The first round of the core curriculum tests will begin in the 2014-2015 school year. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.